A word for you from Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 45. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. This is all basically saying the same thing, and that is, good fruit equals good tree. And the Lord says this in the Sermon on the Mount so that we judge ourselves, not use the judgment and these standards for others, trying to prove how wrong they are. As it says in verse 37, judge not and you will not be judged. There is judgment to be done, but it is for yourself that you judge yourself, your own life, with God's judgment in the light of His Word. Now, here is the danger. Sometimes we presume we are good. In fact, most times we presume we are good. And if there's a bit of bad fruit here and there, a little bit of irritation, a little bit of bad temper, a little bit of lustful thoughts, a little bit of this and that, we, of course, write it down to being human, after all. After all, each person has their own weakness, we say. And we are very capable of justifying ourselves. But the Lord has a very strict measure here. And it is a mathematical thing that cannot be changed. Bad fruit equals bad tree. Good fruit equals good tree. I have heard it said of some people of the Lord, others who are very critical of them, they said, yes, they have good fruit, but they are bad. Now, that is an impossibility. If there is truly good, godly fruit, it is because God has done the work. He has made His people good. It is out of the goodness of God that good fruit can be born. This is also meant to help us to repentance, to realize, Lord, these bad things coming out of my mouth and coming up out of my heart into my mind, it proves, Lord, that I'm a bad person. Bad in your sight, and now in the light of your word, bad in my own sight. Save me, cleanse me, wash me. This should bring you to repentance. It's not for you to go around being a fruit inspector of others. Check your own fruit. See what is coming out of your heart, out of your mouth.